Okay, I want to start with a question that sounds almost too simple. The person who runs the second largest school system in Kentucky, does that person have to live in Kentucky?
Under state law, yes. Once you take the superintendent's job, you have to make Kentucky your home. The courts have upheld that. It is a condition of the job.
And has anyone actually checked whether that's true here?
That's the question we spent this week on. And what the records show, we publish Monday. From the Lexington Times, this is Town Branch, the stories running under Lexington. I'm Kay.
And I'm Pete. Today we're not handing you a verdict. We're doing something a little different, showing you the question underneath the story all of Lexington is already talking about, and how a newsroom even goes about answering it.
The story everyone knows. The Fayette County Superintendent, Demetrius Liggins, is on paid leave while the school board reviews his employment. We walked through that whiplash week in an earlier episode.
The part nobody has talked about is simpler, and honestly, more basic. Where does he actually live?
So let's be careful and precise, because this matters. There is a Kentucky law. It has been on the books a long time, and a Kentucky court upheld it back in 2009, that says, following appointment, the superintendent shall establish residency in Kentucky.
Residency in the state. Not necessarily inside the district, but the Commonwealth has to be home.
And that is not a small thing for this job. We are talking about the person responsible for more than 40,000 Kentucky children, paid almost $400,000 a year, the highest paid superintendent in the state.
So the question isn't a gotcha. It's the most basic accountability question there is. Does the person we hired and pay meet the plain requirement the law sets for the job? And here's the part I love, Kay. You don't need a source inside the building to answer a question like this. You need public records.
That's right. Where a person lives leaves a paper trail anybody can pull. County property rolls, which list who owns a home and where. Appraisal records, which note the tax breaks you only get on the home you actually live in. Voter registration. Deed books.
And those records are open. You can sit at a kitchen table with a library card and read most of them.
So we pulled them. We read the property records connected to the superintendent and the rolls here in Fayette County, and we held them up against that residency law.
That's the discipline of it. You don't start with an answer. You start with a question. You read the record, and you let the record talk.
And then you do the other half of the job, which is just as important. You take what the records show to the people involved, and you give them a real chance to answer before you print a word.
Which we did this week. We put our questions to the school district, to the board chair, and to the superintendent's attorney, and we asked for a response by Monday.
So here's what happens next. Monday, at the Lexington Times, we publish the full investigation. The records, with the account numbers, so you can check our work yourself. And whatever the district and the superintendent tell us, in full.
We're going to show our work. That's the whole idea. Not trust us, check us.
And the bigger point outlasts any one superintendent. Most of the accountability that matters in a city is sitting in public records that nobody reads. Who owns what? Who paid for what? Where the people we elect and hire actually live.
The deed books are public. Somebody just has to keep reading them. That's a fair bit of what this show is.
So watch for the full story Monday. We'll have the records, the law, and the response. And we'll lay it all out so you can decide for yourself.
That's Town Branch for today. The sources for everything we said and Monday's full investigation when it lands will be in the show notes.
Town Branch is produced by the Lexington Times. Our voices are synthetic and our scripts are drafted with AI from Lexington Times reporting and the public record, then fact-checked before air. Read the sources for every episode at feeds.lexingtonky.news/podcast. We'll see you down the creek.